Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria in Tzaneen, more in 19, Johannesburg 16, Emalahleni 18 grade.
Highways are highwaying on a long weekend. There's a crash on the N3 southbound just after Galilee's. There's a crash on the Mike 1 northbound near Greyston, causing a lot of trouble. Everything getting into the Buccleuch interchange very slow, and it'll stay that way through Allendale and out towards New Road.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. It's all to play for with South Africa 90 for 2 as they chase down 282 in the World Test Championship final against the Aussies, and Cape Town City eyeing a winning start against Orbit in the playoff relegation.
Die eerste groep van 249 Suid-Afrikaanse weermagsoldate uit die Demokratiese Republiek van die Kongo word eers vanaand of môre in die land verwag. Die soldate sou oorspronklik met Tanzania Airlines vervoer word, maar sal nou reis met 'n groter vliegtuig voorsien deur Kenyan Airways. Die minister van verdediging, Angie Motshekga, sê hulle is aan boord die vliegtuig en wag om op te styg.
We are currently experiencing logistical challenges with regards to the landing time of our troops today. The indication is that the arrival has been delayed due to technical and logistical challenges with the contracted airline, which was done by SADC.
President Ramaphosa het spanne geloof vir hulle spoedige optrede na dodelike vloede in die Oos-Kaap. Hy het vandag tante besoek waar minstens 78 mense dood is.
It could have been much worse than this. Obviously, we are very, very disturbed that so many people have passed away, but it could have been much worse. The response teams acted quickly. This is a catastrophic disaster for us.
Vir meer besoek jackarandfm.com en klik op nuus. Die DA sê van die ondernemings in die Johannesburgse sakekern betaal meer as R10,000 per dag vir diesel om kragopwekkers in te span tydens voortdurende kragonderbrekings. Die party het tydens sy toesigbesoek bevind sekere ondernemings is byna 2 weke sonder krag, DA-lid Tyrell Mayers.
This is completely unacceptable as this leads to a loss of income for businesses. A continued loss of income will lead to job losses and this will impact families. We cannot allow this and we cannot accept this. The DA will be taking the fight to the Gauteng Provincial Legislature as well as the Johannesburg Council Chamber as this cuts across both spheres of government.
City Power doen intussen 'n beroep op alle behoeftige huishoudings reg oor Johannesburg wat vir gratis basiese elektrisiteit kwalifiseer om vir die program te registreer. Die inisiatief wil kliënte wat kwalifiseer maandeliks van gratis eenhede voorsien, sê die Power woordvoerder Isaac Mangena.
The registration drive will run from the 17th of June to the 31st of July with a target of registering at least 130,000 indigenous customers that we know are existing in the city of Johannesburg. Once registered, eligible residents will receive at least 50 kilowatt hour of electricity per month at no cost.
Additional September top story at this hour, Defence Minister Angie Motshekga says the anticipated arrival of the first group of SANDF troops who were deployed to the Democratic Republic of Congo has been delayed due to logistical challenges.
Your chance to win up to 250,000 rand with Lotto Stars Fortune Frenzy. Coming up this hour, Jacaranda FM.